Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chiewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis chapter 1, the verses 6 to 8. Genesis 1, 6 to 8. And God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so. God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. Think with me on the theme, divine order amidst life's chaos. Genesis 1, 6 to 8 is the biblical account of the second day of creation, where God separates the waters to form the firmament or the sky. This act of creation establishes a boundary between the waters below and the waters above, illustrating God's intentional design and order in the process of creation. My dear friends, the firmament serves as a reminder that God is a God of order and purpose. In our contemporary faith journeys, we can draw parallels from this creation narrative. Just as God brought order to the chaotic waters, He desires to bring order to the sometimes chaotic and tumultuous aspects of our lives. The firmament represents the boundaries and structures God establishes for our benefit, providing a framework for our existence. There are two important aspects of great relevance that can help our faith journeys. The first is divine order in chaos. Even in the midst of chaos, God brings order and structure. As we navigate the complexities of life, we can find assurance in the knowledge that God is actively at work, establishing boundaries that provide stability and purpose. Secondly, there is intentional design. The creation of the firmament reflects God's intentional design. Our lives, too, are part of God's purposeful plan. Recognizing this can bring meaning and significance to our everyday experiences, relationships, and challenges. Let me end with two questions for reflection. One, in what areas of your life do you need to trust God's ability to bring order and structure, especially when faced with chaos or uncertainty? Number two, how can you align your life with God's intentional design, seeking His purpose and plan in your daily decisions and interactions? Heavenly Father, we marvel at the wisdom displayed in the creation of the firmament, a symbol of your order and intentionality. In the midst of life's chaos, help us to trust in your ability to bring order and structure. Guide us to align our lives with your intentional design, finding purpose and meaning in every aspect. May we journey in faith, knowing that you are the Creator who establishes boundaries for our well-being. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.